FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay on Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't forget, this morning, we have comedian Bob Zaney in studio. He's going to be our guest after this next one. But if you would like to go and see him tonight, he's going to be live at the Carson Nugget once again, just like he was tearing up the stage last night at 7:30. If you want to go and see, we have multiple tickets available for you, pairs of tickets. All you need to do is simply call and ask for them. 775-884-8000. It's a different number than call or comment here with Live and Local. That number is 884-9910. So, we have live in studio with us, John.
Yes. Well, I got to tell you, I don't know the complete secret to happiness, but I have never been sad in a Mexican restaurant. It's true. El Adobe Mexican Restaurant, 23 years in business, family owned and operated. Your building used to be Polly Ann's Bakery and the gable roof. Deli, was it? Bakery. It was a bakery. Yeah, that's right. So you have a new bar, and in from El Adobe Mexican Restaurant, Javier, thanks for joining us.
Javier Barumen.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
And Jay was just there, weren't you?
I was just there yesterday. I went over there and hung out with him on my lunch break for a little bit.
You know, if you see a piñata hanging in a Mexican restaurant, then you know it's authentic.
Do you have a piñata hanging?
We have a few kidding. In storage for
oh, okay.
sure.
Okay, I was going to say. Well, it was. Let me tell you what. The sports bar portion of El Adobe that we're really here to talk about today, because people should know about El Adobe if you're in Reno, as far as the Mexican food. But let's talk about the sports bar, and it's pretty much anything but traditional. It is super slick. Like this design in there, it is top of the line. If you want to go in and check out a sports bar, it's got, what do you got? Nine TVs.
Yep.
Nine TVs to watch football on. And he's got these zones in there. This dude, when I went in there yesterday, he pulled out this iPad. He's got the bar is zoned off in, I think, three different zones, correct,
yep.
Javier?
Bar zone, two left corners as well. So yeah.
Was this your idea, covered. Javier?
Definitely was my idea. I've been into sports and music for a lot my whole life, enjoy it very, very much so. And if you live in the Reno area, there's certain local teams that are always being shown. And my idea was to be able to come into the bar and watch any game you want and sit where you want to be able to hear that game. So any point in time, we can have three games running and have three sound areas for it, as well as the other games playing as well.
Yeah, that great porch that can kind of add to the fun if there's a big game.
For sure, yeah. We're actually building another outdoor deck, or a patio, should I say, out front of the new bar area as well.
You didn't take away any space from the restaurant, did you?
Not at all.
Nope.
No, just new expansion into the next building.
And they're actually going to put a garage door in where the sports bar is. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, we're going to have an open concept on the main entrance part, and then another roll-up door the other side where the patio will be. So, yeah, open concept for sure.
So how are things in the restaurant side?
Restaurant side is doing very well. My father did a great job opening his business up for us.
What are the roots of this? Your dad has an amazing story.
He has a really good story. He came over in the late 70s actually to buy a car to bring back home because he made some money. And as soon as he got over, he actually got a job at the old Two Guys from Italy when they were based in L.A. From that point on, he literally took that as far as he could, opened a new one up here in Reno. That's how he met my mother. And from there on out, he worked at numerous different kitchens and restaurants throughout the area and just kind of built a clientele and really honed his what he wanted to do with himself and start this business up in 2000. So
when it comes to the food, what's his take, his unique spin on Mexican food?
Yeah, so that's actually kind of interesting. A lot of the recipes is what he's learned over the years, as well as my grandmother's from back in Mexico. So it's kind of intertwined with a lot of different growing aspects that he learned and traditional stuff that my grandma brought to the table. Literally.
Some recipes from the old country.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to say, Jay, I always say gracias to the waiter at a Mexican restaurant, but it always comes out sounding like grassy ass.
Well, it's because you're so gringo, man.
I mean that'll do it.
Javier, you've heard a lot of weird pronunciations of gracias,
sure.
haven't you?
Like what? Definitely. I mean, that's the one that always
grassy
stands
ass.
Out. That's the one that always stands out.
Grassy ass.
Yeah.
I say only because of the movie Napoleon Dynamite, I can't not say quesadilla.
There's that too, right? You hear a lot throughout the years.
Don't we love white people?
Yes, exactly.
Whitewashed Mexican food, but it's definitely not there. It's authentic. And one of the things, I took my ex-girlfriend there one time, and she bragged to me for weeks about your guys' margaritas.
Yeah.
Afterwards, just how good. I think she had a watermelon one.
The Cadillac, right?
Well, we had that was a special flavor we had at that point in time. That was a while ago, but yes. Our Cadillac sells a lot. The Raul's Black Cadillac's a big deal. It's our staple. That's what we're known for. Great food and great drinks.
So, I understand it, the Cadillac margarita, you have to be able to see the pooling on the top from the Grand Marnier.
Exactly.
You can't, if you don't see it, it's not the real deal.
You know, you got to have a lot of Grand Marnier on there. That's what makes it go. It makes it a Cadillac, you know.
You hear that, Jay?
I don't know much about drinking. I don't, that's your thing.
Well, thank you.
Well, come on in.
Now
I'll get
everybody
you
knows.
No, dude, I'm Native American. I don't want to wind up on the reservation. I'm not drinking. I'm just saying.
Well, you've seen a lot of Mexican restaurants come and go in this town, right?
There's a lot of staples, though, too, which is good.
How many years have you been in Reno?
We're about to hit 23 years.
23 years,
we're
okay.
We're 22, about to be 23, so yeah.
We had a Mexican restaurant in town that used to be a Chinese restaurant, and instead of painting over the mural, they just put little sombreros on the pandas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Make it yours, right?
Right. Now, have you guys ever thought of expanding out of Reno?
We did some years back. When the pandemic hit, kind of the employee market kind of took a dip too as well. So it's hard to find good work and have it be stabilized. Down the line, depending how things work out with the new sports bar and everything else, we might look into that. There's areas of town that are really, really growing. So it's always in the back of our minds.
Well, I know out in Ewington where I'm at, we have about 25 Mexican restaurants. And there's only about 3,000 people. Yeah, it's insane, John. There's a Mexican restaurant every couple blocks.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I still don't understand.
There's tattoo shops, Mexican restaurants, and sushi parlors. Like, that's what we have everywhere. It's true.
That's a good description.
Yeah. You know what, man? Just to touch on something interesting, I actually got out of a ticket one time because of talking about sushi. And of all the weird things here in Northern Nevada, I just find it so weird that we're nowhere near an ocean, but you can find all you can eat sushi up here in the mountains of the Sierras. But you can't go to like Florida, for instance, a state that's covered in three sides of ocean, and find all you can eat sushi.
I found it in Texas. They have all for some reason what? Texas has a lot of all you can eat sushi. I know. I hear people say that we're the only place. No, I've seen it
really?
In places. Yeah,
I've never heard anybody or seen people post the way they do. It's like Reno. It's like even dates, man. It's become mundane. It's like, what do you want to do? Oh, I do sushi. It's like, oh, really?
It comes out tasting all the same because we have the same source of seafood, being landlocked like we are. What about your food? Talk it up. What sources do you have?
We use a lot of locals as much as we possibly can. Depending what, you know, what changed the world is the pandemic as well. So different people come in from different areas with different prices. We look at the quality all the time. So we always are looking for the best quality stuff we can get, obviously within the range of how volatile food is right now.
So you changed the bar. Have you changed the menu?
Not at all. We actually added a couple more items to it just to make the bar side a little better. We made some like smaller appetizer type of bar food, which actually works really, really, really well over there. And then as well, we have the full-on old-school menu as well, too. So we're covering all bases.
Are the hours any different than the restaurant?
A tad bit. We open more midday with the bar. Open a little later at nighttime, depending if people are gambling or drinking and hanging out and partying. During football season, we'll be open at 9 in the morning to catch all the football people. So get breakfast in the morning as well, too. So
do you have a happy hour?
We do.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
John and his happy hour. Can't you just be happy all the time?
That's my nightlife.
Yeah, it is right there. Yeah, we have it right now. We have a Monday through Friday happy hour, and then we're working on a football one as well as maybe a 7-day
a
week
football happy hour.
What time are the happy hours?
Right now, we're 4 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Oh, just in time for John's favorite late-night TV show, the 6 o'clock news.
I do not watch the 6 o'clock news.
That was a total joke, John. I know you don't even watch the 6 a.m.
That's why I'm in a good mood, because I don't watch the news.
That's true.
You know what? There's probably a lot of truth to that. Javier, let me ask you, because where your location is, they've done a lot of renovations to the neighborhood and whatnot. You got a brand new apartment building right across from you as well.
Well, this is Midtown.
Yes, big time.
Very gentrified.
And I hope you don't really change toward the Midtown crowd.
We're always going to have what we are, and that's the beauty of it all.
Yeah.
I think now what we're doing, we're encompassing more of the growth, what Midtown's doing, as well as our own end, too. You know, we are a little more modern. We have a little more high-tech TV setup, as you were saying earlier, and just the sound stuff and different music and stuff and different whole different vibe, but it all encompasses what we've always been. So
yeah, be the way you've always been. I don't want to see any man buns in there.
Yeah, well, you know. Well,
not those customers.
As long as they're willing to buy a Modelo.
Hey, if they buy a margarita, I'm happy to serve them.
Right?
I do not discriminate.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Everybody's going to drink. Well, okay. So where can folks find you online? Is there a certain spot that they can go on?
Yeah, we actually have our website up, LOWCafe.com. The other website is coming soon. Hopefully we're doing grand opening as well for when football season kicks off. So we're in the process of building this whole entire brand and making it what it's supposed to be. So our season is coming. How about that?
All right, right. Well, you know, and just to show you how Reno this morning is right here, believe it or not, the last two guests are your cousin, Sinjin Smith, was in here earlier.
So
when I originally had Sinjin come on, I went in there and told you, I'm having Sinjin Smith come on. You go, that's actually my cousin.
Yeah, it's my cousin on my mom's side. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's Reno, two degrees of separation.
Well, just how random is they were before I was on this, too, and no one knew that.
Right.
The connection by any means. Or they didn't even know they were, you know, I was coming on the radio till last night.
Right.
I told them. So,
yeah, it's just so weird. But anyway, so that's Reno. But please go and check it out. You want authentic, good Mexican food. El Adobe Cafe is the spot. Also on one of our sister stations, Fun 101, Valerie Ferrari gives away El Adobe Cafe each and every week as well on Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So, yeah, make sure you check that out if you want to get some good food from them. And go and check. What's your address?
We are 55 West Arroyo. We are between Vassar, Mount Rose, and Midtown.
Right.
Javier, the huge restaurant that's in front of you that is facing Virginia Street that used to be like the big emporium of all these antiques.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's been empty ever since. What the heck are they going to do with
it? I've heard numerous different things going to pop up there. At one point, it was supposed to be a buffet. At one point, it was supposed to be a cowboy bar. Someone said they were trying to make condos and apartments out of it at some point because they're buying property all around us as well. That's how the apartments popped up.
Yeah.
That's actually how we were able to buy our property.
Oh, the
Tonopah
apartments. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
So, I couldn't tell you. I see people coming in and out all the time, but I don't know.
Okay.
Right. Your guess is as good as ours.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been Javier Berumen right here with us. Go and check him out at El Adobe Cafe. And we have got more guests coming up this hour right here, including comedian Bob Zaney. He's going to be live at the Carson Nugget tonight. If you would like to win tickets to go and see Bob, our number is 775-884-8000. All you need to do is call and ask producer Craig nicely, of course, if you would like to go and see Bob, and he'll get you hooked up and set up to go and see him tonight at the Carson Nugget. We're going to talk to him at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to be right back. We've got some stuff to talk about next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Hello, I'm John Potter. That's Jay Biggs. And we're live and local every Saturday morning between 9 and noon right here on these radio stations, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Bob Zaney, comic at the Carson Nugget. He's been named the most sarcastic comic of our time. You there, Bob?
Yeah, right. You see what I did there? That was sarcasm right there. Hey guys!
Yeah, you did it brilliantly.
I'm very excited. Hey, I'm here, Bob. I'm at the satellite station here with your producer Craig. Craig has come up to me and told me how important he is, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, you know what, Bob? He's not lying. He really is. I would say he's one of the most vital parts of Evan's broadcast. That is for
Jay,
sure.
Can I say something, John? Go ahead. But Jay, your voice is just amazing. I listen to you, and I want to be the fifth caller.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, man.
No problem.
If you ever need someone to voice anything for you, I'll help you.
Oh,
I'll be your ventriloquist dummy. You say the jokes, I'll move them out.
Are times that tough now? Well, you're looking for work now? Okay. But I'm excited. We're going to be at the Nugget tonight, and we're doing something kind of different. We're doing the Carson City Tonight talk show format. And it's like the old Tonight Show format, but it's, you know, it's more invitable. And I open up with a monologue and I interview, I talk with the audience and anyone very interesting. They're the guest on the show. How about that?
He's going to be Bobby Carson tonight,
but
not Johnny Carson.
I actually did the Tonight Show with Jay. Jay Leno.
That's right. Oh, Jay Leno. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jay Leno. Hey, hey, John. Hey, Jay. And Jay, you got my name.
Can you?
Are we on delay or something, or is it? Am I just?
Yes,
not...
it is a delay because you're way out in Carson. But can you do some? Bob, can you do some news headlines that the media will never tell you?
Well, there's a lot going on. Yeah, thank you. I do the Zany Report on about 25 radio stations across the country. Also have it on Dry Bar Comedy. You can watch actual episodes of that. Let's get right to it. New polls found 9 out of 10 of Americans say the country is headed in the wrong direction. The other 10% don't have access to GPS. new poll. Are they on delay? Is it?
Yeah, it's there's a 1 second delay between us coming up and then coming back down.
We want more news headlines the media will never tell you.
Well, a new poll has found 71% of Americans think President Biden should not run again. The other 99% think he shouldn't ride a bike either.
He's not so aerodynamic with those hairy.
No,
legs.
He's not. Hey, Lionsgate Films has announced a prequel to the movie The Hunger Games. Working title: Present Day.
Oh man!
Yeah, a little too tough.
Oh.
Good news, bad news. Here's the bad news: Mickey Mouse hand sanitizer has been pulled off the shelves because it may cause cancer. The good news is the Goofy hemorrhoid cream will remain on the market. And finally, Sesame Street's Elmo has made a public service announcement touting the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, according to Elmo's dad, his pediatrician assured him it's perfectly safe, especially if you're a puppet. And there you,
I guess
there
so.
You have it.
I
That's
like
the Zany
that
Report.
One.
One. Go ahead.
Yes.
I think it's fitting that there's a one-second delay because I have a book here at the table I'm sitting at, and it's the Guinness Book of World Records from 1998. So you guys are really on top of stuff around here. How about those Clinton years, huh?
Oh, I
we were just talking about those earlier.
I have a favorite Bob Zany line that former President Clinton said during open-heart surgery that he had visions of death, and then the nurse asked Hillary to leave the room.
Whoa!
Bob Zany!
Thank you. He actually, I won't do the one I want to do, but because we're on delay, and Phil's doing a great job in there. Phil's looking at the calendar going, I'm going to be off this day.
Right. Well, he was already off all last week,
but
that's a whole nother story. Yeah, that's a whole nother story. But, Bob, let me ask you this. So as far as the show last night, how was the crowd? Tell us about this Carson City crowd and how you like coming out performing for them.
He goes there a lot.
Yeah.
You're at the Nugget a lot, and you're known nationally. Why at the Carson Nugget all the time, and what do you do there?
Well, we also did a sitcom and movie called Casino Boss, which I'm one of the stars in. So, and my picture's all over the casino. In fact, they put my picture up with the Help Wanted sign, which really is an omen. But I love the audiences in Carson City. I'm actually going to be in your neck of the woods in 2 weeks at the Laugh Factory in Reno at the Silver Legacy also. So I'm all over the place. I love Northern Nevada. I live in Vegas now, which is exciting. Lived in L.A. my whole life. But I had to move. The crime was really bad in L.A. But we did get a new security system. What we did was we played Fox News 24/7, so everybody thought we had a gun. You think I'm kidding, but the neighbors watch MSNBC and were robbed 4 times.
Oh, my gosh. That is great.
Thank you.
That is great. So you lived in L.A.?
I lived in L.A. I was born and raised. I grew up in West Covina, California. Went to school, graduated in high school in 79. Tom Bernanski from the Minnesota Twins was a year before me. And Nia Peoples, the actress singer, was a year after me. And it was kind of exciting.
Where can you see this movie that you just talked about, that you're in? This, and I assume it was filmed there in Carson City?
No, we put up backdrops, and we actually filmed it in Dayton. Of course it was filmed in Carson City. Why wouldn't we film it?
Why the hell? Lyon County.
But no, it was filmed there. You can go to CasinoBossTV.com. You can see it there. It's also on YouTube, along with my Dry Bar comedy special, which right now, gentlemen, it's sitting at 4.633 million views. I have a contest at bobzany.net, my website. If you can guess when it hits 5 million, the date and time, you'll win an exciting prize package.
What is on this website? What's there?
Dry Bar Comedy. It's a bunch of comedians, but I think I'm probably one of the best. And I say that only because why wouldn't I?
Right?
Do you guys know?
You don't think it is. Nobody else is, right?
Well, that's true. If I don't think I'm funny, then why am I even out there? But you know, here's the beauty of the 1 second delay. It also works with Phil. Phil starts laughing like a 1 second after the punchline.
Well, we worked here so long that when we meet each other in the hallway, we all have a 1 second delay, don't we, Jay? We're so used to it.
We also, as radio people, all have a one liner. You know, that's just how
we're always talking over each other. Oh, what'd you say?
Yeah. So it does actually work out well, Bob. So you said tonight's going to be kind of like the Tonight Show format.
Well, I do.
What does that mean?
Well, I do a monologue. I have a guest. I do a thing called the Goodwill Tour. I go to thrift stores and I buy things and report back to the audience. I got a new diet book. It's called the 120-year diet. And I think I can commit to it because there's a lot of free days.
Okay.
That was a math joke.
I want you to hang on. You got more jokes for sure, and we're going to keep you on with this for another segment. So I want you to hold on tight. We have got to go and break for the bottom of the hour news.
You got it.
So if anybody wants to talk to Bob, you can call in. There's not going to be as much of a delay because the phone call will go through Carson City.
I number. Think that's a double delay.
Is it a double
delay? Yeah, why don't
you guys,
why don't you guys just call me on the phone?
Yeah, right. Now you're messing with us, John. Stop. You're like one of those people who's trying to make the girlfriend think that you're not hearing her on the other end of the line. Anyways, we're going to be right back here. Our number is 775-884-9910. I believe we still have some tickets as well to go and see Bob a little bit later on. So please, by all means, call in if you have any questions or comments for Bob. And we're going to be right back here live on John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
Comedian Bob Zany in our Carson City studio. And oh my gosh, this man he's an IMDb. It says in 1977, at the tender age of 15... the native Southern Californian appeared on the infamous Gong Show halfway through his stand-up routine, which he read from a piece of paper. He was pulled off the stage by a man dressed like a nun wielding a net. Bob, tell us about those years, my friend.
But that's why you guys can't hurt me.
Why?
Because I went through that very early on. So that, again, no, it was a great time. It was first time I ever performed in my whole life. And so I decided, instead of going on a stage somewhere and learn my craft, why not national TV? But the exciting thing is...
So it started with the
Gong Show.
Yeah, it started with a Gong Show. And they brought you back as a celebrity judge.
That's right. 12 years later, I did it with Bob Eubanks. I did it with Dr. Demento. A few of the cool cats in town.
So you actually did some work with Dr. Demento. That's pretty impressive, man. That's from back in the day. Let me ask you this though, Bob. When you're out and touring, do you do it just for a certain amount of time and try to stay at home some of the year, or do you just straight up tour all year long?
Well, I was doing 48 weeks out of the year for about 20 years, so now I'm doing about 2 to 3 a month, if that. And then I live in Vegas now, so there's always work in Vegas for me. But this is kind of cool. One of the judges on the Gong Show was Pearl Bailey. How about that? I've worked with Pearl Bailey. How many guests can say that? Craig, you haven't had a guest that said that. So I also worked. I did the Jerry Lewis telethon for 17 years. I co-hosted the telethon with Jerry and Ed McMahon. and Casey Kasem.
Oh, wow.
Love Casey Kasem. Tom Bergeron. So a lot of love people over the years I've worked with. I've worked with almost everybody except you two, and now I can get this off my bucket list.
Well, you can also throw this on the resume now, too, Bob.
That's what I'm going to do. And by the way, yesterday I ate 12 pieces of chicken at KFC because that was on my bucket list.
All right. So you get into a lot of the political stuff, though, right?
I do a little bit. I kind of like Johnny Carson. You know, you pick on both sides. You know, both sides are nuts. Let's just face it. You know, but we've right. learned how nutty this side is now. But, you know, it is what it is. I miss comedy. I just miss, you know, I don't like them picking a side in that sense, you know, because to me it's like you're losing half your audience.
Right.
As a stand-up.
Alienating them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, the late-night talk shows is really the last time I saw one of them. They're just downright angry.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not even trying to be funny
well,
anymore.
They've been zooming
it's
from
Jimmy
their bedroom.
Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel furious about this, and Stephen Colbert is downright brutal. Where's the comedy anymore?
Well, that's just it. Those guys, you know, and I know these guys, and it's like, why? Why are you being this way? I think they're getting marching orders. I think that's what it is. So it is what it is.
Me too.
I think it was Socrates who said, isn't that sad you both got quiet? Like, I'm going to quote Socrates.
He's not that philosophical.
No, but it was Plato who said, I come in four colors and make sure you put the caps back on. Plato. You know what? I'm killing with Phil over here. That's all I care about. I look at Phil and I want to hide my pot. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Phil, good to see you upright. Anyway,
might want to hide your pot of coffee. He'll get that. That's for sure.
Wow.
Oh, man. Just being fair, we all love coffee in radio.
I love coffee.
So do you have any new jokes that you're, I guess, introducing this year or anything that, you know, that are, I guess you could say that are your new specialties or something like
well,
that?
Well, no, I do a lot of observational. I have to do topical because of the radio. So, but I love jokes that are evergreen, you know, that you can do 5 years from now. And this is the thing about show business. Both you guys know this, and the guys off to the side here I really don't care for. They know this too. You know, things happen in your life, and you still have to go out and entertain and act like it's not going. I just found out my MailChimp email account is infested with monkeypox. So, again, I keep going. MailChimp. Anyway, is this thing on?
Well, it would have to be a MailChimp. Yeah, it would have to be a MailChimp to get the...
And... No, wow, and I wasn't even going to go there.
Well... Oh. Hey, you know what?
The sad thing is...
I'm not going to lie.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I like Shock Jocking every once in a while. You know, just throwing out a comment that goes, oh.
But, you know, I always end my show, and I've been doing this for years, if I've offended anyone here tonight, how about that? Because that says it all. Because no matter what you do, someone's going to be offended.
Well, that makes sense. You know, just last month when I did the opening announcements for King of the Cage... for 99.1, I got in the middle of the octagon and I said, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and anybody that might have been offended by saying that.
Yeah. Isn't that sad? You should have said, good evening.
It is.
Good evening, dreamers. Welcome to Disneyland. Anyway, the point is, it's all going to turn around again. You know, the pendulum switches back and forth. And, you know, Dave gave me a ride over here in his car. And again, he needs a new car. So what I'd like you guys to do.
Dave Reichert?
Yeah. I need you guys to have a contest to get him a new car from a dealership. I know he's going to have to wait 9 months, but that's not the point.
So, Bob, you worked with Gary Shandling.
Yes.
You worked with Yakov Smirnoff.
Yep.
Kevin Nealon.
Kevin.
Good memories.
Yes.
Good memories working with celebrities.
Yes. There's a lot of people over the years. You know, I worked with Rodney Dangerfield for 2 years. I did his HBO special. I booked his rooms in Las Vegas and in L.A. I got to know the man.
Did you ever get respect?
He gave me some respect. You know, he liked me, but I learned a lot, you know.
That's good.
I learned a lot from hanging out with him and, you know, Jerry Lewis, my God, 17 years. I mean, to last that long on a telephone, the key to that was to keep far enough away from Jerry so I didn't get him angry.
Dude, hey, we have the same philosophy. Let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. Did you ever go to Branson, hang out with Yakov?
No, not
there. Is that where he is?
No, he's actually okay. Back in Los Angeles. He had a podcast. My wife, who's a very funny comedian, she was here last week, Erin O'Connor at the Nugget. We actually did the podcast together with him. You know, Yakov is one of the coolest guys in the world because he gets America. You know, he left somewhere that America's right. trying to become. You know what I mean? And the kids said they don't even get it. You know, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, I feel bad for him because once the Soviet Union was no more, there he went.
Yeah.
I was wondering about him. Now, you did an album, a comedy album, Hi Home, I'm Honey.
Yes, sir.
And you have a diet scrapbook called Laugh at Fat Baby.
Yeah,
what's in this?
I have a lot of. I've actually done 7 CDs since the comedy album, which is vinyl. That was a tribute to my father, who is dyslexic. He'd come home from work and go, "Hi, home, I'm Honey. What's dinner for?" Not roast pot again.
Not roast pot again.
Very good.
And half that album, it's stuff. Vinyl. It's actual vinyl. In fact, I was in Memphis, Tennessee, and I walk into a record store, and they had my album. It was an antique store. I said, "Do you give a discount if you're the artist?" And they did, 10%.
Oh, man. All right, well, actually, so, Bob, we do have a caller. Tim is on the line. Looks like Tim has a question for you.
Okay, Tim,
good morning,
how are you doing?
Tim. Welcome to Live and Local with John and Jay.
Sounds like you talked to me. My name is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, it's good. How's Tim doing? Is he still around?
I'd have to look for him, I guess. Anyway, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Drybar, give you a chance to speak about it in case not everybody knows. I only learned about Drybar within maybe the last month. I've seen a few of them on YouTube. I love it. You could be hired to do a church banquet. All the Drybar stuff, as far as I can tell, is clean. I can share it with my kids. It's a good, poignant observations on humanity. I'm loving it. Where'd you guys pick the name? Is it also like they're not drinking, so the laughter is real, or are they still lubricated well?
Well, no, it's actually filmed in Provo, Utah, so that's why it's a dry bar. And they have a lot of great comedians on there. I've been fortunate enough to do an hour special and also 11 episodes of the Zany Report, which is cool because it's me behind a desk in front of a studio audience, and it's only on 3-second delay there.
Okay.
Jeff, what do you do for a living?
I procure fine whiskey for Craig Evans, Jerry Evans.
Oh, I would hope. Okay,
Jerry and Craig. I run a whiskey shop in a very large family-owned grocery chain in South Reno.
Okay,
and sometimes I call and share opinions. I've been told really not to mention the company, but people that like to hunt for good whiskey do know where my store is, and I get what I can for people. But it's getting tighter and tighter lately.
Can I just say something? How ironic that you love Drybar. Anyway.
Well, true.
He's on delay, too.
It's great that, you know, you hear the audience laugh. Really good material. And, hey, you didn't even make them, you know, force them to, I mean, that 2-drink, 3-drink minimum, you know. That's where the most places get their laughter from.
Well, it's actually a 2 sarsaparilla minimum at the dry bar.
We need to tell Jeff where this whiskey is so we can send John over there for happy hour.
That perked me up right there.
It certainly did. Hey, well, I just want to remind folks, we still have some tickets. If you'd like to go see Bob Zany, who's live with us on air right now, he's going to be at the Carson Nugget tonight. All you need to do is call producer Craig and ask nicely if you can go and see Bob. That number is 775-884-8000. So please call right now if you'd like to go and see him. Bob, it's been fun so far this morning, man. I mean, even though we have a delay and that's been a little bit testing, it has been a good talk between us this morning so far.
I really appreciate you guys having me on the show. I know that John was against this, and I appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the show you're performing tonight, what time are the shows at the
Well, it's only 8 o'clock tonight, and doors open at 7:30, and at 7:29, you can get in line.
There you go. Seven is very specific. Don't show up at 7:28.
Well, there's a casino. Right. You can go out and you gamble. You gamble and give back to the organization, the org. But it's a great show, and it's great talking with you guys. And like I said, I'm going to be in Reno. I'm going to be in Reno in 2 weeks at the Laugh Factory. You guys ever go down there? Because you're more invited to come out to see the show.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Laugh Factory?
Yeah, the Laugh Factory.
At the Silver Legacy.
Oh, wow. How about that?
No.
Part Don?
That used to be what? Another comedy club.
It was Catch a Rising Star. I actually performed there.
Catch a Rising Star.
I've actually performed at like 28 casinos and hotels in Las Vegas. And there's two ways to get rid of a casino in Las Vegas. One, they implode it, or they hire me.
All right, baby.
Baby.
That's the insane way to do it. All right, Bob, thank you so much for coming on.
Best.
Hopefully, yes, absolutely. We're going to have some folks down there tonight, 8 p.m. at the Carson Nugget, and hopefully they'll go see them in a couple weeks as well at the Laugh Factory here at Silver Legacy. But until then, we are going to be back right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
I said yesterday, could you grow, please? Bank account said no. Lawn said no. Hair said no. Muscle said no. Stomach said, I gotcha. John Potter, Jay Biggs. It's we're live and local each and every Saturday morning from 9 to noon.
Yes, we are. 775-884-9910 is our number. And, of course, if you would like to go and see Bob Zaney, we still have a couple pairs of tickets. You can go ahead and call producer Craig. He'll get you hooked up, 775-884-8000 for his event tonight at Carson Nugget.
That's right. Should be good.
Yeah.
He likes Carson City. That's what I love about it. You know, he's been on all these TV shows and everything.
I'm
but
excited
he's like
to
the
meet him.
Resident comic at the Nugget. All right. News and comment. To close out the show, monkeypox cases continue to rise in Nevada. Washoe County reports two new cases. One is a man in his 30s, the other a man in his 40s. Both have not traveled recently, which is troubling. An earlier case in Washoe County is a man in his 20s. There are now 29 monkeypox cases in Nevada, according to the CDC. 24 are in Clark County. Washoe County has three now, but vaccines in Washoe are extremely short supply at the health district and not available to the public unless it's a confirmed contact. The disease causes fever and large painful blisters. It targets gay and bisexual men who have had multiple partners.
That's something they're not talking about.
That they don't play up that part. It's not PC. But it's troubling that Vegas has like 4,000 vaccines, and I heard that the Washoe County, the health district here, has like 60. So
that's weird.
Caltrans reports Highway 89 is still closed north of Markleyville for the third day now. Mud and debris from a wildfire Landscar hit the highway in town late Wednesday, so at this moment, Highway 89 is closed. From, let me see, Route 4 to 4 miles south of Route 88 at Woodford's due to the flooding and debris. The alternate route, the only route to bypass it, is Monitor Pass. A Lyon County deputy has been placed on leave after a wild police chase that ended with a shooting and brush fire near Wadsworth. Chase took place late Thursday on westbound 80. It ended with a crash into a ditch. A hole in the suspect's gas tank caused the gas to leak and set off a brush fire after the car burst in flames. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office says they're now investigating an officer-involved shooting in this case.
Yeah, you know, I've read that on the news yesterday. It was a pretty interesting story.
That's a bizarre story. They're asking for witnesses to call in and report what they saw.
So we got Washoe County's investigating that now because Lyon County can't investigate
their
own.
They can, right, if it's an officer involved. So they have another county investigate.
And that was in Wadsworth?
The incident on westbound 80 was near Wadsworth. Yeah, okay. That's where the car ended up. Nevada may soon jump into the first stop on the Democrat presidential primary tour. Iowa is no longer expected to be the first contest for candidates, and Nevada is the predicted front runner to take its place soon, they say. The issue is diversity. Iowa is 89% white, Nevada 73%. Asian Americans and Latinos activists are pushing the party for the Silver State to kick off the nominating calendar. Another option is to hold the New Hampshire and Nevada primaries at the same time. The National Democrat Rules and Bylaws Committee will take an official vote on this change this month. And another ribbon cutting at an area school yesterday. This time it was the $14 billion addition to Eagle Valley Middle School in Carson City. And car lovers have been making the most of hot August nights. Days of thunderstorms have not dampened their spirits. Smoke doesn't either, because remember last year it wasn't rain but smoke that covered Reno for the festival. Today neither is expected. We have beautiful sunny skies. Check out the cars at Victorian Square, downtown Reno, the GSR, Atlantis, Peppermill. There are events all day today from now to midnight. It all wraps up Sunday. Always leaves too soon. Just bam, they're gone. It all wraps up tomorrow with a grand finale parade that starts at 10 in downtown Reno.
I can't believe it's over.
I know.
It's
And it's funny how they're here a whole week and somehow we just can't seem to find the time.
Do you think that things like this just appear to be shorter now because we've gone so long without these events? You know, do the couple years that COVID had everything shut down and whatnot? I mean, it just...
It's a weird feeling,
yeah.
You know, after all that happened, I just wonder what Hot August Nights is going to be in like 20 or 30 years from now. Are we going to have some Miatas?
I always say that I have a brand new 2022 Kia Forte, and I've said, you know, I don't know if I'm going to take this out Hot August Nights 2050 or not.
You might have to.
All right. Well, it's been a great show. We've had lots of fun. We're going to be back here next week, as usual, 9 to noon. And you can always go and check out the podcast. It's going to be up here in about 10 minutes as well at 991FMTalk.com. It's been Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Talk to you next week.